Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about the great boxer Roberto Duran, and it's called Hands of Stone.
Wonderful boxing film for boxing fans. You will love it. I certainly did. It has great acting and the camera shots, and it also goes into the philosophy of boxing, that it's brains over brawn.
It certainly shows the rough background that Duran came from and gives you some context into his rage and why he behaved the way he did in and out of the ring.
Yes.
I do think in a lot of ways it plays like boxing movies' greatest hits. We've seen these scenes before in other movies, and the boxing scenes are very similar to boxing scenes we've seen many, many times before. However, Edgar Ramirez is very good as Roberto Duran, and Robert De Niro, who knows his way around boxing movies, De Niro being an Oscar winner for playing Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull, plays Ray Arcel, the trainer who really turned him into a champion.
We get a look at 1970s Panama, when America really treated Panama as a colony, and that created a lot of the anger that Roberto had towards the United States, and he went into the ring with all that rage.
That's right, and you know, I think that both of these actors are terrific, and someone else who's very good in this movie, surprisingly, is Usher Raymond, who plays Sugar Ray Leonard. I mean, who knew he could act?
And you know, with boxing, to hear someone talk about it in terms of strategy and technique, I thought gave a lot of insight into the sport. I just thought it was great on all levels. The acting, the character development.
Good, respectable, but not great.
Oh, I thought it was great. And we just talked about Hands of Stone.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.